Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
And there we go, Bub. It's a beautiful, beautiful, sunny South Florida morning, man. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today, man?
Hey, man, doing pretty good so far. Already out in the shop cranking away. You know, I'm getting some crazy, wild stuff done here, some insane designs and incredible quality work just rolling out of EEM right now. We finished up this week with some rides. We've got some incredible stuff going on right now. And you know I'm finishing up in the paint and body shop on another sick European exotic conversion.
Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. This week was crunch week for us, Bub. This is going to be a really exciting show, Bub. And we're going to jump into it here in just a second. This episode, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop our online catalog of over 20,000 parts. Please. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the all-new online Miss Outlaw Boutique. Bub, everything's online now, man. Better prices, more inventory.
That's right, dude. Quicker shipping, too, by the way. It's like Amazon Prime, but better.
Oh, is it really now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right on, Bub. That's very, very cool, man. Miss Outlaw Boutique. I understand the Outlaw girls were loose at the big unveil of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Miami Marlins and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Miss Outlaw Boutique Luke Bryan VIP unveil this Thursday.
Yeah.
Crazy. We're going to talk about that. But one of the things we love to do, and Orange County Choppers, Bub, lots of great stuff going on over there. Orange County Choppers are choppers.
Done Bubba style.
Right on, Bub. We have the, Bub, one of the things that we like to do is touch people's lives in a very positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the air Thursday, an 11th hour blitz, trying to get the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Miss Outlaw Boutique Jeep finished for the VIP unveiling at the Luke Bryan concert here in sunny South Florida at the Vodka, at the Sky Vodka Amphitheater, Bub?
I think it's Coral Sky again right now.
Coral Sky.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big venue. It's like Nissan Pavilion or something like that. Big, big, big venue. A lot of things go on there. And we had some of our fans from the Torres's stop in from Texas, Bub. This weekend is the Bandit Run. Which is a gathering of those loyal to the Smokey and the Bandit series with Mr. Burt Reynolds, who lives here by himself.
Yeah.
And along with all the other celebrities here on the island. And they stopped in and asked if we would please autograph a picture from 4 years ago that they took with us, Bub.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. Yeah, that was actually pretty solid. You know, that was at our grand opening we did here in South Florida. You know, being in business since 2004, you know, that was a huge step for us to move down here, relocate, and open up and do something insane here. You know, the growth and expansion has been incredible. You know, as you know, when we started this deal in Virginia, you know, we just completely blew the doors off of it, man. You know, featuring, you know, rides in every possible magazine cover you can imagine, centerfold, I mean, covers, full article features, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine. And, you know, still just cranking out and killing it, man. And, you know, we were able to take that and move that bar up again. We did it here in South Florida. We're going to keep moving that bar up. And now we've got three, four, five rides in the works for SEMA 18. So we're having a lot of fun, man.
We really are, Bub. So the Torres's, we came out of the off the film stage floor, as many people know around the world. We came off the film stage floor out there in the main build facility. And the Torres's were walking out of the administrative offices. And they just said, hey, simply, you know what, man? We're here from Texas. Would you mind signing an autograph? And, of course, the answer is yes.
Of course.
We took them back into the VIP Miami Marlins Players Lounge. Players and Coaches Lounge, and we spent some great time with them, Bub. Joe Kramer, FYI, Nissan Pavilion has changed names to Jiffy Lube Live. Good morning to Joe Kramer out there. Good morning to Mark Kaufman, the BEM number 12 driver. We're going to be talking to Mark. He's got a new segment coming up, Bub. We are going to have the Torres's in live with us, Bub, with some of the Bandit cars today. So I'm super excited, man.
Yeah, man, really cool. It's, you know, it's, I think it's a great thing, of course. You know, totally iconic. Burt Reynolds, you completely take that name and you immediately associate it with all Pontiac Trans Ams, especially in the black and gold color combo. But there's just an entire, you know, there's an entire worldwide, you know, devoted, you know, cult group of people that are to that.
Part of it.
And, you know, it's super awesome, man. You know, I was looking at that the other day. We've got some pretty cool stuff here from the Burt Reynolds Museum that was just at Harborside.
Yeah.
And the Mastroianni's did such a great job at building up a new harborside and still continuing to keep all that stuff going. So it's a lot of good things going on.
So I've asked Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about the BEM SEMA builds that we've just finished up here. Mm-hmm. Then Mark Hoffman's going to join us. He's going to be doing a new seasonal segment with us, giving us a complete race update mm-hmm. every week, Bub, during the season. Not only with the BEM race team, but what's going on around the world in the world of racing, because as you know, the BEM driver, Mark Hoffman, is a very successful racer himself. And then we're going to be joined by some of the Bandit Runs. We're going to give them a personal behind-the-scenes tour. And they said, Bub, that kind of love is what sets us apart from other celebrities. And they mentioned other celebrities specifically by name who have not treated them so well.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff, Bob. Anyway, man, whatever you just changed sounds really good on the board, man.
I think it was just you speaking into the microphone.
Smack every button on there,
Bob. I'm not going to. That's what you do. That's why I keep changing these buttons over here.
So, Bob, we were around the clock getting the BEM Rough Country Miss Outlaw Boutique Jeep finished. You had finished the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the BEM Rough Country Miami Marlins Jeep. I understand the hood needs to be replaced now. I talked to our connect over Jason over at Extreme Dimensions yesterday because the Outlaw girls were loose with Jack Daniels and Honey, and they sat all over the Miami Marlins hood and destroyed it.
It's kind of more than sitting on the hood.
Did they dance on it too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh.
If, ladies and gentlemen, if
you've ever seen line dancing on the hood of a 2008 Jeep Wrangler, dude. That's how it happens.
How's the hood look?
Destroyed.
God, that's funny, man. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to Jack. Jack, how are you, Jack, up there? Our good friend up in Ontario, Canada, man. Nothing but good things. Jack, you're going to like this episode, man. You're going to really, really dig it. You're a car guy, man. We got the Trans Am, the Bandit Run here in town. Commemorates the Smokey and the Bandit series. We're going to have a couple of the participants here live. Actually, the participants, Jack, that you saw us put up on Facebook Thursday that came in for an autograph, and we've just told them, I know some of the teams driving up to Melbourne for an event, Bub, is that right, mm-hmm. Melbourne?
Yeah.
And some's going to come here. We're going to just do an 11th hour thing that Bub and I put together for them and told them, come on, we'll do a quiet behind-the-scenes tour of the facility for them. So stay back there. Good morning to my beautiful bride, Miss Robin Novak. She says, hi, guys.
That's right.
So the Outlaw girls, Miss Layla Von Athey, Carla, Andrea, let's see, who did I leave out there? Kyla, whatever her name is. The Outlaw girls were dancing on the hood of the Miami Marlins BEM Jeep, huh, Bub?
Yeah, man.
It's pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen. Go out to Layla Von Athey. She is the supermodel of Miss Outlaw Boutique. And Miss Outlaw Boutique is all online now. Better prices, quicker shipping. Bub's saying higher inventory and everything, Bub, now?
Oh, everything, yeah.
Everything, yeah.
All the way across the board.
Yeah. Go out to MissOutlawBoutique.com. Check it out. But if you go out to Layla Von Athey on the everybody knows that name. She's revered around the world. She's the prettiest girl in the world. And you look at her Instagram, you'll see them dancing and everything on the hoods of the Jeep, I think, Bub.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's not just that, you know, that she's done with, you know, her entire one-off clothing line that she's
super,
done.
Super, super successful.
But now what she's done is move that bar up, man. Yeah. She's actually built themed and set up collections, yeah, which is really, really cool, man, from like an artistic standpoint, from a design and fashion standpoint. You know, some girls out there want that kind of, you know, feed or input. They want, you know, they look at something and maybe they're scrolling through Instagram or they're scrolling through Facebook or Pinterest or whatever it is that they're using for their social media platform. And they're just, you know, they look at these supermodels out there and they're like, man, that, you know, that's just like such a beautiful picture, blah, blah, blah. How can I get that set up? Well, that's exactly what MOB has done. There's literally pre-built collections now that are like,
yep,
full package of the shirt, the shorts,
the cowboy boots,
jean dresses, the belt buckle, the matching accessories, all pre-built and preset and ready to go. So it's like all you do is literally drop in your sizes, ship it to your door, and it's done. Like, you want that outfit, you get that outfit. It's just that simple.
And the beautiful thing is, throughout her modeling career, her very successful modeling career, you know, you're exposed to the clothing fashions and stuff like that. And Miss Outlaw and Robin work very hard side by side to put together those fashions. They're constantly shopping it out, to bring, you know, the end user that quality. Go out and check out Layla Von Athey, ladies and gentlemen. When you see the quality, and she's wearing all MOB clothing, that's what you guys need to be getting for your girls if you want them all sexied up. Robert Simmons is watching. Robert Simmons is up there in Fairfax, Virginia, Bub. We know he's a good, staunch, hardcore conservative Republican. Bub, did you see the episode with on Charles Krautheimer last night? It was very, very touching. Especially as Breck Baier brought it down the home stretch in the back end. I was wondering if you had seen that. But let's talk a little bit about the BEM Rough Country Miss Outlaw Boutique and SEMA Jeep and the BEM Rough Country Miami Marlins SEMA Jeep, both of which will make an appearance. They did a an unveil in the VIP section of the Luke Bryan concert here with Sam Hunt Thursday night.
Yes.
Beautiful vehicles. The Miss Outlaw Boutique Jeep is on 40-inch wheels and tires, man. It is stunning. It's also on our Facebook page, Bubba's Motorsports. It has a 6-inch lift. It has electric steps, all LED lighting. Let's talk about some of the add-ons you put with that, man.
Yeah, man. You know, just an outright monster. It's, it was an insane build. It's, something that I think is probably what I would say about 98% completed.
Yep,
you know, we've got a little bit more we're going to do in terms of the accenting. As I build and design, when you're creating one-off designs, it's not just this perfect vision right out of the gate. You know, sometimes you get it.
That's correct.
And you start putting it together. And the more you put on, the more you step back and the closer to completion it becomes, the more you look at it and keep, continually evaluate what it is you're looking at. Do I have the proper two-toning going on? Am I using the right sort of, contrast or accent part here or there? Should the door handles be the same color as the door, or should they be a contrast color? You know, it's all those little things that you have to just put together and just continually look at and evaluate, and whether you can figure it out on yourself on your own design mind, or if you need to get totally mixed opinions from multiple different styles of people and interests, you ask a girl what she likes, you ask a guy what he likes, you ask a guy that has no interest in an off-road trucks what he likes, so you get this kind of like wide variety and swing of what people think about it, and then you can come up with an idea that works perfect, that makes everyone look at it and just like, holy crap, it's insane.
And Bub, let me ask you this. As you kind of work through it, like, for example, there were a lot of small challenges with this build because many of them had not been done before.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's talk about, what is a D-ring, Bub? What is a D-ring and where does it go?
So those are on the, they're tow hooks, essentially, is what they're considered. They're D-rings. They look like the shape of a D, like a horseshoe with a pin that just runs through connecting either open end. And, that, like, just simple stuff like that. You order aftermarket bumpers, you get aftermarket bumpers, you take measurements, the holes for the D-rings are 7/8. You can go and you can buy a set of, three different sizes of D-rings. You can get a 5/8, you can get a 3/4, you can get a 7/8. And those are all the sizes of the stud that would go through the hole in the bumper, for example. And you want to match them up. If you don't have the right size matched up, then what you're going to have is rattling and clanking and things like that. And that's not what you want. You want something that's super clean, really quiet, totally aggressive, but fully functional. No noise, no rattles, no nothing. And of course, you take and we order up, 7/8 holes, 7/8 D-rings, and sure enough, no fit.
So, Bub, it took probably 2 hours between you and I to get those D-rings down to the proper diameter. And coincidentally, you and I are very safe with our hands, you especially. Both of us got hit by the grinder in the exact same place, like father, like son, getting them down. So share, these are the small things that people don't see when you're doing a build like this that create problems.
Yeah. A lot of stuff comes into play when you work with stuff like that. For example, this one, of course, the key factor being, when you work with items that are powder coated, you work with things that, have different coatings on them, you're working with different thicknesses, and that kind of stuff all adds up to, in the end game, can be end up fighting. And as simple as it may seem, a 1/16 of an inch of powder coat on the bumper and a 1/16 of an inch of powder coat on the D-ring is an 1/8 inch overall. So what do you do with that? You've got to shave all that down somehow, some way that's clean, some way that you can't tell, and then make it so that your fitments are exactly where they need to be.
Hold on, Bub. We got a call. Let's see who we got here. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Doing It Bubba Style, the #1 rated internationally syndicated motorsports show.
Good morning.
Caller, are
Jason
you with
me? Over to Extreme Dimensions.
There, ladies and gentlemen, Jason from Extreme Dimensions. We were just talking about the Extreme Dimension product. Good morning, Jason. How are you, man?
Yeah, good morning. It's pretty early over here in California.
It certainly
it sounds like it, Jason.
It certainly is, Jason. It really is. Did you hear what happened to the Jason? Did you hear what happened to the BEM Rough Country Extreme Dimensions Miami Marlins Jeep the other night? The Outlaw with the Outlaw Girls. Did you hear that story?
I didn't hear the story, but I did watch the video on the Facebook page. It was awesome.
Did you see the Miss Outlaw Boutique BEM Rough Country SEMA Jeep, the white one? What'd you think, man?
Yes, that one looks awesome. Really, really good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason is our partner at Extreme Dimensions. Bub, you build exclusively with Extreme Dimensions. While I knock my mic over there, you're currently building the GT3 Cup car with Extreme Dimensions components. You're building a CLS Mercedes with Extreme Dimension components, the BEM Miss Outlaw Boutique Rough Country Jeep. The Extreme Dimension Jeep is out there.
Yeah, I've got like four or five rides going right now.
Why Extreme Dimensions, Bub? Just put it out there, man.
Yeah, you know, it's to start off, it's pure quality. You know that everything that I build has to be, you know, spot on quality. And much like there's been a lot of frustration, you know, with in terms of becoming in that 100% fitment, as you know, with everything
with
that
everything.
I do.
But and Extreme Dimensions got you 90% there.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's one of those things where you've just got to buy the highest end quality you can buy. And that's available to the marketplace. And trust me, there's a lot of companies out there in the marketplace, and we get a lot of questions, emails sent to us like, hey, you know, I really like what you guys have on your site. I like this product, but I'm looking for something a little bit different. And we steer people away from it. Like, listen, if you want to take something that maybe not be spot on exactly what you want, let's modify the best quality one you can buy so it is exactly what you want. And rather than go and buy something that's half the price and gives you what you want, because in the end game, you're going to get something that's junk.
So, Bub, one of the things is, for example, you are building the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports GT3 Cup car. Now, you had looked at Porsche for parts on that. Why did you decide to go with Extreme Dimensions, man, on that high a car?
Yeah, you know, so a couple of reasons. You know, for number one, it's, depending on the build, depending on the client, depending on what you're doing, there's sometimes your options are limited. Everything, of course, in the automotive world revolves around number one, budget. That's what this game is. It's all about money, how much you can throw at it. And that's ultimately what gets you your end game. And, when you start looking at, for example, like right now we're finishing up on this, Porsche GT3 conversion, and thank God the only company that sells aftermarket GT3 components for it is Extreme Dimensions, also available from, you know, the Duraflex side, but also in the Carbon Creation side, if you don't want that carbon look to it. Again, I'm all about that money, how far you're trying to go, what you're trying to throw at it. And that's exactly what we chose to do on this car. You know, rather than go to Porsche and buy product. So here, let's start here, right? If you're doing a GT3 style conversion on a car that's not a true GT3, just because you're doing that conversion, you're getting the looks out of it, but you're never going to get that value. You're never going to take a $120,000 Porsche and turn it into a $275,000 GT3 because you put a front bumper on it. It's not going to happen. You're not going to gain that difference. So why would you go to the expense of going to Porsche to buy that front bumper that's at 10 grand plus the two front fenders at 9 grand, so 19 there, plus the rear wing at about 8 and also the rear bumper? You're probably looking 35, 40 grand in parts from Porsche to do a GT3 conversion when you can go to somebody in the aftermarket world like Extreme Dimensions, Duraflex, Carbon Creations, and get that same conversion for, I can't even tell you, a tenth of the price.
So now, Jason, take us from there. Why would Bub want to build with Extreme Dimensions exclusively? Because the R&D, let you tell us why, Jason. Go on to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he hit the nail on the head with that. We have several different parts and components that people can get for conversions, anything from Euros to exotics to your sport compacts. I mean, we have over 7,000 SKUs, so we cover the widest range of applications in the market. And then you have the Duraflex line, which is your FRP, your fiberglass product, which is very, very durable, very workable, a high quality part for, again, a fraction of the cost. And then you have your Carbon Creations for that carbon look. So I think that when it comes down to it, you're looking at a company like Duraflex and Carbon Creations that is able to offer pretty much whatever it is that you're looking for at, again, a fraction of the cost. And we still stay behind the quality. I mean, like Bubba said, with any type of fiberglass, you're going to have to work with it. You know, you're going to have to take it to a good shop like Bubba's to get it put on and work to get that showroom finish, that final product. But you know, ultimately that's what you're going to get with any aftermarket fiberglass part, you know, so we stay behind it 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Extreme Dimensions, Bob, was one of the major car, partners in the BEM SEMA Mustang that you took first place with this year. And that is what led kind of coincidentally into all of these other body kits and modifications that you're doing right now. In fact, Jason, I don't know if you know this, but Bub is just completing the world's first Hellion twin turbo 2018 six-speed 5-liter Mustang. And that particular application is wearing Carbon Creation parts as well right now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome, man.
It's just the quality, the fit and finish is there, Jason. Take us through a little bit of the R&D side of things. How do you guys get, I mean, man, it must be hours to get one of these bumpers even close.
Yeah, so it really depends on the application and what we're able to do. Typically, I mean, everything's designed in our headquarters in California, Orange County, California. We have a great product development team and actually one of the world's best when it comes to direct fabrication. That's how we feel, at least. We went out and actually got this guy to come in and work for us. So we start right on the facility. Again, depending on the application, the part, we design it, we bring in a vehicle, we test fit it directly to the vehicle, we make those sample parts, and then once we know that the fitment and the fit and everything is there, we send it over to the manufacturing facilities to mass produce. Yeah, you're right. It's a long process.
It's a very, very long process. The website, Bub, let's talk about UE's, all of the Extreme Dimension Carbon Creations, all of those Duraflex parts are for sale on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We are proud to be a dealer installer of the product, Bub. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you work on exclusively is instructions. You are an instruction guy. You'll read it 20 times if you've read it once. Mm-hmm. And if you do the same kit tomorrow, you'll read them 20 times again.
Yeah.
And one of the things, what do you think in terms of the instruction level? Very good stuff, man. Very good stuff. And how the website represents. Let's talk about that so the end users can kind of get an idea and start fantasizing about these things.
Yeah, you know, it's – I think that's to some people out there, there's some guys that are DIYers, you know, they're do-it-yourselfers. There are some guys that are just right out of the gate. They want to just buy whatever's really cool and then take it to a pros and have it done properly. But there are some guys that want to take that task on themselves. And I feel like, you know, when you start working with, components that are extreme dimensions related, which would be, everything from, body mods to, mesh grills and just doing, carbon accents or even universal components, universal carbon splitters or, anything that you want to do, bumper canards, anything like that, any of those parts.
What's a canard, Bub?
They're just diffusers you can actually, custom mold to the fitment of your car on the front bumper, the rear bumper, whether you want to do it for looks, whether you're actually trying to do it for aerodynamics. You can buy all these different components, but I really truly feel like in this part of the automotive industry, it's something that you really want to either have a really strong skill set with or leave it to the professionals when it comes to doing body mods. If that's what, if you're looking for 100% quality in the end, that's what you would want to do. I don't know if, doing custom hoods, doing custom, whether they're bolt-on wide bodies, whether you are doing molded wide bodies, just utilize, starting with the basics of, for example, like the SEMA 17 we did for Precision. I'm in the back of my mind right now, even though that was a complete bolt-on wide body kit, I'm in the back of my mind of molding that all completely into the car, which is going to be.
But look at the way you did that. You rounded it. Honed it in.
Well,
I've
got a really good starting point now. I'm just saying to feather in all those, all of those meat, points where it meets from the bolt-on flare to the actual factory quarter, like molding all that in flush so you can't even see it. I'm in the back of my mind wondering if I want to take that on right now and do it, but that's all something that is next level professional. And it's not something your average guy could do. So it's something where you start working with these carbon parts, or if you start working with pieces that you need to paint or, do body fillers or, do perfection stuff to it. Of course these things are going to get you, like I mentioned, out of the box every time, guaranteed shipped to your door, 90 to 95% fitment spot on.
That's why you use it. Now, Jeff Phoenix Corsi, guys, or ladies and gentlemen around the world, is a very high end, private pilot. He flies a lot of celebrities around, rock star stuff like that. Mm-hmm. His brother is the owner of Morpheus Wraps.
That's right. He does all our vinyls and everything.
That's correct. Okay. Jeff just wrote in, when are you guys closing up the BEM 911? I want to see how she looks when she is done. Jeff is a very high-end exotic car driver himself. Mm-hmm. He's got his eye on this project right now.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's funny too, Jeff. Thanks for watching and also listening, man. It's a huge part of our family out there, the Corsi family.
Yeah.
I'm actually finishing up, Jeff, on literally this morning doing the rear bumper. I just finally got in from Porsche yesterday.
Yeah, you're doing
it. I ordered in some factory parts. Of course, you know, going that quality way, even though utilizing Extreme Dimensions components, this Duraflex conversion kit for the GT3 styling, I actually did order up all of the factory pieces, nuts, bolts, reflectors, upper and lower grills for the rear bumper, everything you possibly need, so that is literally as dead on Porsche quality as it can get. Those parts came in yesterday around 3 or so. So I already put them in mock-up last night, and I'm doing all my final fitment right now. I'm actually back in the paint shop doing some factory trim, the satin black paint to all the grills for this thing. So it's exactly the way Porsche would have done it. And I'll put that thing on the car here in the next hour or so. And I'll shoot some rear end pictures over to you in just a few.
Now, let me ask you a question, please, Jason. And the BM dirt driver is with us on the line too. Yeah, Jason, may I ask you a question, please? Can you please tell us, looking forward down the road, okay? You know that we buy a lot of body kits from you guys for our clients' vehicles. We do a lot of them here in the South Florida area because it's all exotics here. What do we see in the next 12 months in terms of new body kits coming
out? That's a good question.
From the leader in the industry leader in these body kits.
You know, that's a great question. We actually are spending more than ever on new products this year, specifically record-breaking year for new products. And as it is, guys, I don't think a lot of people know this. We come out with about 40 to 50 new products every single month, which is insane. A lot of companies, when we tell them that, they don't even believe it. But yeah, we do about 40 to 50 on average new products every single month. So just look forward to that over the next year or so, especially finishing up 2018. There's a lot of stuff on the horizon. We're doing some stuff for the Stinger. I know that's not an exotic, but you know, more of the Kia. It's a really, really cool looking car. A lot of stuff for Jeep. Jeeps are really big right now, as you guys know. We're still going to be hitting some of the higher end, the exotics. I believe we're doing some stuff for Tesla. So there's a lot of stuff coming out, but see some more also for the domestic muscle industry. So, always a big hitter. I believe right now we're working on a conversion for the, I believe it's the 05 to 09 Mustang to make it look like a 10 to what, 14, 15? The newer conversion. Yep. So we're working on that as well.
And Bub, see, this is why you work with Extreme Dimensions exclusively. You won't even look at other products. You're a very loyal builder, as am I. And it's because the forward progression and the modern push is always there. You're not looking in the rearview mirror. You're moving forward and bringing something new to the marketplace all the time, man.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's key right now. And just as Jason mentioned, it's especially in this Jeep market, man. The Jeeps are taking off insane, dude. It's SEMA the past two years has been flooded with Jeeps, and the aftermarket world is just it's blowing up in terms of, I mean, Jesus, man. Look at even Edelbrock. They have literally produced and built a supercharger that is identical fit and quality of what you would buy from Mopar in terms of literally a 50% horsepower increase. So laying these Jeeps out at 450 horsepower, which is pretty solid, where, a couple years back, there are a lot of companies out there, big companies like Starwood, that was going out and doing, 6.4 liter Hemi conversions that were tacking on $30,000, $40,000. Again, now you can do it with a supercharger for eight, so it's like, it's all about what can you offer to the marketplace? It's going to give you exactly what you want. For, of course, the best price. That's what everybody wants at the end of the day.
One of the things we had talked about, Bub, is we want to start putting our hands around, since Extreme Dimensions, Duraflex Carbon Creations is a major partner with us here. We want to get our hands on those new kits. We're going to be doing a lot of promoting those new kits and showing those to the world so they can physically see them via the show. So we'll be working towards that goal, man.
Yeah.
Jason,
I
can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day, man. I know it's early. I want you to get back on your feet, man. We needed to have in. We wanted to talk about it. Everybody has seen the new products on the cup car that we're building, the GT, the 911 cup car, the CLS Mercedes, the SEMA car, the Jeep. I mean, let's put it this way. There's a reason that Bubba is one of the top three in the world today, builds exclusively with the Extreme Dimension product, man. And I can't thank you enough for bringing that product to us.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. Very happy to be a part and a partner with you guys. And I appreciate you having me on the show today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason from Extreme Dimensions. Extreme Dimensions are body kits done Bubba style.
That's right.
Good morning to our very good friend, Mr. Mark Hoffman. Mark, are you with us there, the BEM dirt driver?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. You hear us talk about Mark a whole lot. Mark is the BEM dirt driver. He's going to be starting a new series with us, Bub, that you and I kind of developed. It'll be a weekly series throughout the season. And he is going to be bringing us updates, not only from the track and how the BEM team's doing up there in the Hagerstown, Maryland area, but also racing around the world, because we have so many fans around the world who are race guys, man. So good morning, Mark. How are we today?
Well, hanging in there, just waiting to see what nature's going to do for tonight. We got washed out again yesterday, but I do have some results from a week ago, if you guys want to hear them.
Share them. Yes, absolutely we do. We want to know how the team's doing out there, man. Promote it. I want you to tell people where they can see the car, everything. Go for it.
All right. Well, on Friday nights are usually our Potomac Speedway night. That is in Buds Creek, Maryland. And we have a team of about six cars that we run there. And the famous number 12 is the hobby stock, which we did not run this past week. But we did run the two of our strictly stocks, the number 32, Lincoln Mark 8, and the, number 88, Chevy Caprice in strictly stock, which is pretty much a bone stock. Put a cage in it and run it. It's the most amateur. It's similar to Enduro.
Yep.
And we had a second place in number 32 and a fifth place in number 88 in that class.
Right on.
And we had a second place in the number 12 street stock at Potomac.
Right
and
on.
And when it comes to Hagerstown a week ago, we had a second in street stock and a sixth or eighth in street stock. So
now, above the Hagerstown and Buds Creek tracks are pretty big tracks up there, man, in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And
yes, Hagerstown is known as the capital of dirt track racing.
Yep.
It's nicknamed the Dirty Martinsville because it's the same configuration as Martinsville.
Sure.
As far as width and banking and just on dirt. And hey, Potomac is a 3/8 mile high banked. And so yesterday we got rained out again. It's really
a lot of rain. It's
getting to the point where I feel like I'm on the movie set of Groundhog Day, waking up to the same crap every weekend because it's just nothing but rain. But
so, Bob, we've dealt with a lot of rain here in South Florida too. You remember last week or 2 weeks ago, I had to literally pull the CTSV, the Mercedes Benz, and the Beamer out of the middle of the street out here, Bob.
Yeah, that's right, man. Cars are just floating around down here.
That's exactly right.
Oh yeah, so, it's and I hope to heck that the state of Florida does not have any named storms, because I don't think the state can handle it at this point.
No.
Well, good morning to Mr. Mike Wasco. Hey guys, Mark's shirt finally fits me really good. Harborside Car Show concert tonight. Good race report. Mark Hoffman, who is the BEM dirt driver, he has a message here from Mike Wasco, who is Mustang Mike, Bub.
That's right.
He is known the world over as Mustang Mike. He says, great race report, Mark. Thank you. So he appreciates you.
Mustang Mike actually saw the SEMA Jeep last night. He cruised past the house.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did. So
right
he saw
on,
it.
Man. Right
We're
on.
All hanging out.
How about that? Small world, huh, Mark?
Well, here are some upcoming events. Obviously, we have this weekend, NASCAR is out west doing the first road course event in Sonoma. And
see, those are part of the race report.
Denny Hamlin.
Like this, information. Yep. That's very good.
Go Denny Hamlin.
Right on.
But other than that, we have ARCA Racing is in Gateway tonight on Fox Sports 2, 9 o'clock Eastern. And hopefully it won't, you know what, there either. And then coming up The next event for Potomac Speedway is the annual July 3rd event, which will be Tuesday, July 3rd. We will have all of the cars out there, including the number 12 Monte Carlo, which is really showing its age for 28 seasons.
Well, we're going to see that car this. We're going to see that car this year, aren't we? Down here.
I hope so. I just hope when it gets there, it's not bent, because it really can't take any more abuse. This is why we haven't been running it much, because it really is showing its age, and we really need a brand new car built from the ground up. Hint, hint, Tom and Bub.
Yep. But, you got to get that thing down here.
Well, it may come in pieces, but
hey, look, I guess you'd be the first one. Yeah, hey, Mark, you know the cars I've delivered to Bub.
Oh, I know it.
They all come in pieces.
By the way, for those that are in the Metro Washington D.C. area, many won't or don't know that my main business is called Mark's Estate and Salvage Auctions, which is a small auction company based in College Park. And we will be at the D.C. Big Free at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, July 21st and 22nd. Aisle J, booth number 507. Come on by, meet me. I'll even
sign
an autograph or something.
Sign autographs,
So,
right on.
And then
everybody get out there. Bob Simmons and crew up there in Fairfax, Virginia, in that area. Get out and meet Mark Hoffman, the BEM driver, the very, very successful BEM driver, man.
And we will also be down in Crossville, Tennessee, in the first week of August for the annual 127 sale, which is the world's largest yard sale from Michigan all the way to Bama on Route 127.
Wow. Holy smokes. I could take out a lot of things just getting the BM tour bus and go for it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on up. And I may even slip by Crossville dirt track while I'm down there. Who knows?
Right on, man. Very good. All right, Mark, thank you very much for this segment. You'll be joining us weekly throughout the season, the racing season, with everything. Please let everybody know where they can see the cars.
Well, like I said, the next, hopefully tonight, we'll have at least one of them at Hagerstown, the number 6 street stock driven by Joe Rogers. And the next one at Potomac will be Tuesday, July 3rd. Everything starts up about 7:30 for warm-ups, and we'll have all 6 cars there.
Good
as
job.
Of now.
Very good, Mark. Thank you for joining us today, Mark. We'll be talking to you next week with an update on whether or not you, Team BEM, was on the dirt and what the latest in racing is around the circuit, my friend.
All right. Do me a favor and give my four-legged buddy a hug.
We will.
On my behalf.
We will, Mark. We definitely. I try to put him up to the camera every time he's on the set so you can physically see him.
You've
loved him since day one, 9 years ago, and I certainly appreciate it.
He definitely has a fan club. So,
he definitely has a fan club, doesn't he?
Yep. He needs his own Facebook page.
He does. Sir Champion Diesel is his Instagram page.
Exactly.
So, Mark, thank
all
you.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
We'll be talking to you next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mike Wasco, he's a great guy, man. Mustang Mike. What a clown he is, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he's had the Jupiter police chasing him for 40 years, Bob.
Yeah, who cares, dude? Hey, you know what, man? It's like, hey, just chase somebody that's actually doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Man. He doesn't
not having
he's
fun.
He's a great dude, man. He's laid back and everything like that. You keep looking out in the lobbies. Are there people out in the lobby, man?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had Richard and Alicia have been chilling out here all this morning.
Well, get them in the studio.
Well, I thought you had a
ladies
preset
and gentlemen,
time or something.
We are
for
very
them.
Proud to announce a couple that we're going to be joined Jesus. By a couple of our fans right out of Texas, Richard and Alicia. They are in town for the Mike Wesco says, get them, Mark Hoffman, keep racing alive. Thank you, Mustang Mike. Richard and Alicia are from Texas, Bub. They're fans of ours. We love them. They came up 4 years ago and met with us, came in the other day. They are in town for the big Bandit Run, Bub. We'd like them to join us now. Talk about the Bandit Run, man, and be part of the family with us. Richard and Alicia, come out of the lobby, please, and please join us here live in the studio. Mark Hoffman says, damn, I forgot next week's show will be on a Skype call on the big screen. Good point, Mark. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, Mark will be coming to you live via Skype on the large screen monitor here in the studio itself. Have them come on in, Bob. Can they say, yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bandit Run is in town. This is a commemoration. Good morning. Good morning,
morning
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen. How are you? Please have a seat. Join us here. Ladies first. Here you go. Jump right here. There you go. There's a chair for you. There's some headphones right there. Good morning, Rich. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you for the invite.
No, you're very good.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Left side, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. And then jump right up there on the mic. Bubble, open your mics up there for you. And join us. Ladies and gentlemen from Texas, Richard and Alicia. How are you guys doing, man? Throw your purse on the floor right there. Set up to the mic and talk. How is everybody today, man?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Doing good, man?
We've enjoyed Jupiter a lot.
All right on, man.
It's been kind of warm, but we're used to it.
It's a beautiful area, isn't it, man?
Beautiful, beautiful.
We are honored to have you here with us, man, today.
Well, thank you, Ron.
I'm really, really proud to be across the table from you, man.
Well, thank you.
How's it been, man? The Bandit Run is in town. Tell everybody around the world, please, what is the Bandit Run?
Well, the Bandit Run, as you said, is a tribute to the movie Smokey and the Bandit,
sure.
But most importantly to the Trans Am, which I'm a big fan of.
Of course.
I have a 1981 back in Texas with an LS1.
Right on.
Nice.
Reason I put an LS1 in there is I love Pontiac 400s, 455s.
Sure, man.
But with the old cars, you know, if you go cross country, you know, they tend to break down.
Yeah.
The LS1 is the way to go.
It's very, very dynamic platform. Bubs does a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25 miles per gallon.
Yeah, with the AC on. Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
all
know,
day
it
long.
Starts right up all day long.
Yeah.
Whether it's 150 or whatever, you know, it's
right on.
Starts right up. So,
what do you think about this craziness, Alicia? Your husband loves doing this. Do you love doing it as well?
Oh yes, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's his hobby, and I'm there for him.
Right on. Yeah, that's support, man. It's hard to find somebody that'll support you like that, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday you got to yesterday you guys went Bub and I kind of behind the scenes gave you directions to Mr. Reynolds' house itself. I saw you in front of Valhalla.
Oh,
you found it, right?
I found it.
What
did
you think? Was it just like we said?
It's like you said, yeah. Excuse me. So and we saw it on the I don't know if I can mention it, but we saw it on one of the TV series there, and we recognized
you
the gate.
You can mention it, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
recognized the gate.
Yep, yep.
So we were there, took pictures, and hit the button, say, hey, I'm in Texas. Want to say hi to Mr. Reynolds. Unfortunately, he wasn't there. So.
Yeah, yeah, he moves in and out. And sometimes you'll see, he drives a black Lexus, and
I think it has FS22 or something.
Yeah.
It's an old number from college. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you'll see him come and go. You know, as we run up and down US-1, we'll see him coming and going and everything. And then, of course, right across from that, on the other side of the intercoastal right there, that's where all the celebrities live and everything right there.
Yes. We took a tour, like you said.
Did you do that?
Nice home.
So, and that's where they live. Now, when you were going across the bridge towards the lighthouse, okay, you know what I'm talking about? You're crossing over the intercoastal, right?
Yeah.
And you look to the right there. Right. And the intercoastal will go dead out into the ocean.
Right.
Okay. That is one of the top 10 deadliest inlets in the world right there. It's very dangerous. I get about a mile out and then come in and start working the waves coming in because it is deadly. That's where the two children were lost last year that made national news.
Yeah.
Right there. But that house right there on the corner, there's a boat that sits on the ramp right there. That's Rod Stewart's place. And Kids Rock.
The big,
yep. That's it.
The big
one with the glass. Yeah. Yep. That's it. That's it. And then just down from that is Kid Rock's house. And I don't understand why, but all the neighbors were mad at him because he's got a 2-car garage and he painted a great big American flag around the garage.
Right. Oh, good for him.
Okay, so that's his house. And when he's there, he's got an Escalade out front, Bub, and the tag is Run DMC, I think it is.
That's it.
Run DMC. So.
Yeah. Well, funny you said that Rod Stewart's one of his biggest fans.
Yeah, and so is Robin. So she's just crazy. So talk about the Bandit Run, Bub. You've built me many a Trans Am, man, and I've wrecked every one of them.
Every one of them.
And you have that beautiful white one in there.
How do you like what Bub's doing with that, man?
Great.
454 car, man. 750 horsepower, Bub?
Wow.
Yeah, it's that thing's an animal, man. It's, I think that... you know, when you think about these older rides, you know, you think about things that, you know, back in, we're talking, you know, second generation, you know, Camaro Firebirds, these were from what, 70 through 81, these cars were that body style, that generation. And, you know, the Smokey and the Bandit series Trans Ams from like 76 to 80, 81, you know, just that era. It's, you think about what you mentioned, you know, where they're, you'll never beat the original motors, the original drivetrain, the sound that they produce. But
right on, Bob.
One of the things that you can't beat in today's world is the modern performance. You just can't beat
the
reliability, the fuel injection, the not having to worry about overheating, the gas mileage, the economy that you pull out of these things. And I think that even though the Burt Reynolds Trans Ams, that's what I would consider them, the yeah, black and gold, you know, when you consider these things, you know, such an iconic piece, where there are true purists out there that are like, all numbers matching, 455, four-speed manual, like has to be this, this, and this, and this. I still feel like there are a lot of people now in today's world that are leaning away from that, even though they understand like the true value of that iconic style, to just enjoy it more. Because if you do that modern performance, and the conversions are easy now, you can literally, where, you know, 10 years ago is a little harder. Now you can buy cooling systems that are direct fit for LS series conversions. You can buy headers. Yeah. You can buy direct fit exhaust systems, yeah, even with the factory splitter tips on it. You can buy direct fit transmissions, splitter, yeah, transmission mounts, everything you need to do that conversion, retard proof.
Right on,
you can.
Yeah. And then it allows people like you to get out and enjoy the tours and stuff like that. I know some of the tour is going north to Melbourne, where your best friend Billy, yeah, Lane has his shop.
Yeah.
And what's up in Melbourne? Anything special?
It's American Muscle Museum. They got, okay, to tour, yeah, that. And unfortunately, mm-hmm, they couldn't make it because, like you said, 11th hour, you called me this morning, yep, and I said, hey, okay, this is up there with when I married my wife, of, yep, course. Yep. That's a highlight.
Yep.
My firstborn, so I couldn't miss this.
All right.
So unfortunately, they're on a tight schedule, couldn't make,
sure,
it.
Yeah.
But, cool, you know, we asked, and they're, unfortunately, they couldn't make it. So, but let me talk about the Bandit Run. It started in 07. I was one of the charter, I call myself a charter member.
Right on, man.
Because there was only maybe 50 cars when we started out. And by the time we got to Atlanta, it was close to 100.
Right on.
So one of my neighbors in Texas, him and restoration shop in Nebraska got together and said, hey, what if we try to recreate the route from Texarkana to Atlanta? As you know, the movie was filmed in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have done the route, we kind of planned, you know, they planned where to, the cities mm-hmm. they would have gone through. So they did a round. They put an ad in Mototopia. This is old school here. Mototopia mm-hmm. was the way we used to do it before Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They put some sort of a advertisement there, and they didn't know what was going to happen if, you know, one person was going to show up, 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
So they got to the hotel. There was 40 cars there.
Right on.
You know, so it was great.
Right on.
So I myself, we started out on Tuesday. My black car, I still had my 455. So I had got it ready because I saw the announcement in January. So this was in April. So I got my car ready, took it to the mechanic. They did a couple of things, tweaked it. So we headed out Tuesday morning and got to Greenville, Texas, which is about 100 miles out, and developed an oil leak.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, man.
As it will happen. As it will happen.
So I called my son-in-law. I said, hey, I got a 97, brand new 97 WS6 Trans Am. So I said, call him and say, get it ready for me. I'm coming back. I'm going to take the 97. So went back, got the 97, caught up to the Bandit Run in Tupelo. But from what I hear, they left Texarkana, got to Magnolia, Arkansas, and they were surprised, and they were just overwhelmed because he said the whole town was out there waiting for them.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and they
gave
like in
tour. The movie, yeah.
Yeah, they gave a tour, and the cops were like, shook sure, them around yeah. the courthouse and stuff. And so it's like, it's great. We got to Atlanta. It was about 100 cars. We had a General Lee with us also.
Oh, right on, man. So, we've got one of those running around down here, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So it's actually any car, but preferably like Trans Am. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they said we're going to do it again next year, and they did. We've been doing it since out of the 10. We've been doing it for 12 years. This is our 10th one. Last year was the biggest ever. It was a big festival in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Oh, right on.
That's
man.
Where the film
yep.
was made. It was filmed there. Went to a bunch of locations there. So it's great. Mr. Reynolds was up there on stage, had a couple of celebrities from the movie. So it was just the way I set a goal of time. And we're all family.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have friends from Germany that come see me every couple
good
of years.
Good man.
From the Bandit Run. We have some guys from Australia that come down every year. Fortunately, missed it this year. Some Swedes were on last year.
Good,
English, a couple of English people. So there's a couple of people from Mexico that I hope they would come. They're on Facebook. They wish they could come. But
It's certainly a show, Bub, that touched the world. You know, when I share the story that we were the last ones that, good morning to Nick Hempner. Mark Hoffman says, just got an email, Hagerstown Council due to the rain. So the BEM race team will not be out tonight up in Hagerstown. Bub.
Yeah.
When we were looking for a place, I don't know if I ever shared this story with you guys. It was a very touching story, but I'm a believer that things happen for a reason. We were down shopping, looking for where we wanted to open the facility here in South Florida. We were looking for homes and everything like that. It was a long, long day, right, Bub?
Yeah.
We were the last ones to go through the Reynolds Museum. The Mastroianni invited us through.
Wow.
And it was really sad because we saw, which one was that?
I got it.
Okay. So we got through the Okay, that's fine. So we got through the Burt Reynolds Museum, and we were the last ones in there. We were all sitting in a circle. The place was in ruins, right?
Yeah.
And the Mastroianni said, "You guys are the last ones coming through. Take what you want." So those items are displayed back in my producer's office back there, and we got on an airplane. We brought all of those things home and displayed them in the Virginia shop for a long time. A year and a half later, we made the voyage here to start a new beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we got home, it was 2 a.m. We were wiped out, man, wiped out. And I had all of the Smokey and the Bandit stuff with us, the Burt Reynolds stuff with us. And as I opened the suitcase and turned on the TV, there was Smokey too. You know, and it was like one of those things that was just meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of cool. Mike Wasco says, Tom and Bub are major fans of Bert. Tom saved the day in Bert's Harborside Museum when they were dissing Bert's things. Mike remembers that, Bub. That gives me chills, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks again. And cool guests from Texas. They are very welcome in Jupiter.
All right. Thank you.
There you go, man.
And you mentioned it. Do we still have time?
Yeah.
And you mentioned 4 years ago when you did the grand opening, we were invited.
That's correct.
You were fortunate to be invited. And I was here and we took a picture.
Yeah.
I was showing you my ink.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We were here and then I took the picture, brought it back 4 years later.
Yeah, you did, man. You walked out of the office, the admin offices the other day as we were coming off the film stage out in the main facility, Bub.
That's right.
How crazy is that, man?
Hey, man, pretty good.
The world is a great place in so many ways. Oh, yeah. You know, you get beat up pretty bad when you're in the media, you know, when you're in this position, you take it on the chin pretty hard. You got to have a glass chin.
Right.
You know?
And that was the first time we met Mr. Reynolds. Yeah. I actually took a picture with him.
When he was here. Reynolds was here, man.
Yes.
And you've seen him since this, during this visit, you've seen him?
Yeah. We saw him yesterday. We were fortunate to see him yesterday. He autographed a couple of things we had, took pictures with him.
How's he look?
He looks great. Looks great.
Right on.
So we wish him the best.
Did you read his book by chance?
We got his book, and let me tell you a story about that. Bought his book when he first came out.
Yep.
He went down to Austin, I want to say in March, a couple of years ago. And he did Southwest. Yeah, he was there. They promoted the Bandit documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there. I was on the sidewalk there. He was in the car from that other show, sitting there. And I set up my book. He calls me over and says, "Come here. Let me sign it for you."
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we have my book.
So nice.
Do you remember, Bub, when we did the grand opening? Mr. Reynolds was back in the Players Lounge.
Yeah.
And he was eating ice cream. Remember that?
It was all over the place, right?
Yeah,
ice cream everywhere.
Before he went out to meet the public, right? And then I went out and greeted the public. Let's face it, Bub and I love the cars, but entertaining is what we love to do the most because it gives us the opportunity to touch people positively, and that's what we're about, right? The cars are a vehicle, if you will, to get us to the people. And I went out and I started rallying everybody, got them shouting, "Bandit, Bandit!" And remember, it was right here. Right at the VIP door, right?
Yes.
And we had the whole back area set up like the end of the movie. Right?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the Bay Hills.
Exactly. That's it. Remember? God, that's good. Mm-hmm. Bob's like, dang.
I don't want to tell you how those hay bales turned out in a photo shoot later on that night.
Yeah, that was kind of ugly, wasn't it? But
yeah, there were some cowboys on those things.
So we get out there. And we've got, you know, these hundreds of people standing out there. Remember, everybody was around and it was silent, as people are shouting, "Bandit, Bandit, Bandit," right? And the next thing you know, the silence is broken by somebody playing the banjo with the theme from Deliverance. Remember that, man? That was kind of eerie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And Mr. Reynolds calls him over. He was sitting in our golf cart, which I've since destroyed.
Total that thing.
Done.
I mean, you told me.
Yeah. I think we've been through two of them so far, right?
And I actually had big plans for that golf cart, but leave it to this guy. Like 5 minutes, it's destroyed.
Well, we've got seniors.
Not even wasting my time with it.
We've got seniors Polaris here.
I know.
And he breaks everything as bad as I do.
Maybe worse.
Yes.
Well, you know, Mr. Kinde, get him to get Billy on.
Yeah. We were on tour with him. What was it? You made a really nice watch and stuff for him.
Bob, yeah, Dave. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you got him an Armani watch.
Yeah, it's pretty solid setup. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. He's a good dude. Dave's a good cat.
So, Dave, if you're listening, my visit is on my bucket list, along with this one. If I ever get to Salt Lake City.
You're always welcome here. Dave's a good guy, too. He'll open you into his... Not a lot of people
really
chill. You know, they reach that status, if you will, and then they forget where they came from. And if you do that, you're certain to...
Dave's really chill. You can pull up his chair and hang out.
Yeah.
He sounds like it.
We're hanging out with Kevin down... Kev Dog down at... What was he driving, Bob? That Lincoln or something like that? Man?
Yeah, beautiful Lincoln they did, man. It's incredible. It's like a... like a sky blue, almost a teal.
Yeah,
it was just
he's just smoking a cigarette, chilling out, man.
Yeah, incredible. And that was we were doing like at SEMA. When you go, you do these every car that's in SEMA. Hopefully, they all run. There are some SEMA cars that do not run.
They don't. Yeah.
You literally shut every street in Vegas at from like 4 PM the last day of SEMA. They shut every street in Vegas, and every car that runs in SEMA comes out, and you see these monsters. Everything from like 4,000 horsepower rides to drag cars to monster trucks everything you could possibly imagine in the automotive world. Everybody gets in line and just runs the streets of Vegas, and it's super awesome. I mean, literally, like, to drive Vegas, which is the main strip is 2 miles long, 3 miles long.
Hey, Bob, just while you're probably finishing that thought, let me stop. How blessed are we to be able to say we've got our guests with us from Texas and we tour like that, man?
Yeah, no, that's pretty solid, man. It's we had a lot of fun doing it, but we actually cruised next to Dave or to Kevin in the Lincoln that they had built on one of their shows. Yeah. So the whole time it was just us and the SEMA Mustang. That's actually outside.
Beautiful Mustang, brother.
Thank you.
That's got over 2.5 million views on social media.
Yeah, that thing's pretty solid. And it's pretty respectable for a little turbo four cylinder, I will say.
It's the only one like it in the world.
Still doesn't have that V8 sound.
Okay, Bob.
God dang it. But I'll tell you what, 605 horse out of that thing.
Hey,
pretty good.
I'll take it,
it's
man.
Pretty good.
It drives so well, man. Yeah. But it's different to see it in person, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not just on the floor, SEMA, or in magazines or something. It's different to see it. The craftsmanship and the quality that built into that car. And, when that's the second concept car you've done for Precision.
Yeah, the first one for Turbonetics. Yeah, all same company.
Yeah. When we did that, Rich and Alicia, they sent in the brand new turbo. Bob told them what they wanted, technically. They sent it to us. We had the car out at Palm Beach International Raceway doing the R&D on it.
I pushed that sucker to the limit.
Yeah, yeah, he pounded it hard. Blew up the first turbo. They sent in the second one, and they told us the car was in a very stock, stock variant at the time. And they said, we need that car out at Simi Valley, a boosted bash. Mm-hmm. So, it loaded into our tractor trailer, went west. We flew out behind it 2 days later, I guess. 3 days later, Bob.
Yeah.
Something like that. Did the unveil, caught the red eye back. Our driver came back across country, and we hadn't been here a day. And they said, have it ready for SEMA. SEMA's a month and a half out, man.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tearing the interior out. And Bub, works every piece of his business. He sews the interior. He does the motor. He designs things,
Mm-hmm.
He's very talented.
Thank you.
When he was doing the Jeep.
So thank you.
Great.
Isn't that crazy, the Jeep?
Yeah, love it. My son serves in the Navy.
That's
stationed
right.
In California, and he has a Jeep.
Nice.
And I bought him a regular Jeep, so he started buying parts. So I feel he's a car guy also.
Yeah.
So. And he made it like big tires, got the bumpers. Pretty cool.
Anything he needs. You have him call anything he needs and tell him we said thank you for his service to our country.
Thank you.
I'm a proud veteran. My dad was too, and I couldn't imagine it any other way.
Yeah, he's serving on the Carl Vinson.
Is he really
now?
Is he really?
He's in Hawaii for 2 weeks there.
Not a bad gig. Let me tell you, I spent 4 years there.
Yeah.
Go over and see him?
Yeah, we do. Every chance we get, we try to fly into Fresno and... because he's stationed in Lemoore, which is between Fresno and Bakersfield.
Right.
Okay.
You guys are great people, man.
Well,
good parents. Good people, man. Just out there enjoying life, and you've always got a positive smile on your face.
Oh, thank you. A little story. You have time. So we have 5 grandkids. I know I'm young.
Yeah.
I look young anyway. 5 grandkids. We have 3 boys, 2 girls. And biggest Smoking and Bandit fan, little kid. Mm-hmm. So they call me Sunday mornings, Dad, Papa. They call me Papa. Can you make us pancakes? I said, yeah, but one condition, you have to watch Smoking and Bandit.
So not a problem there.
I had three boys that, great, we'll be there. Girls like, whatever. So yeah, as soon as they come in the door, I turn it on, they sit at a table, make them pancakes.
Wait, it's amazing the way that movie touched all of our lives, isn't it, man?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah. You know, and I love Trans Ams and, of course, Smoking the Bandit, but my favorite one is the 70 to 73, the front nose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super duty cars, yeah.
It's like, you know, you see it behind you, it's like, telling you get the hell out of my way. Yeah, I'm coming through.
Oh yeah.
But we're at the top of the hour, man. This time, right. This hour has flown by, man.
Yeah, it has.
You know, it's always great to have. Thank you guys enough for joining us.
For
literally,
you. Thank you.
I just want to tell you direct that, you know, it's people like you that, as tired as we are, you know, and we get tired. There's a lot of emotional stress that comes with this business. There's a lot of, you know, physical stress that comes with the business.
There's a reason we're sponsored by Monster Energy.
That
keeps us going.
I can't thank people like you enough for making us who we are today. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. Man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. I appreciate it.
Anytime. The Bandit Run is in town this weekend, bub.
Yes,
you can check out the Bandit Run on Facebook, man. You can join them next year as well. It will be out there next year as well.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Hopefully it will be. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Be our 13th year, so we're definitely going to be there. We're diehard fans.
You always have a home here, man, as a rallying point, as a place to just come set the cars overnight. Anything you guys need.
Oh, yeah.
These doors are open to all of you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that very much. And I wish you guys a lot of success.
Thank you.
This guy is very skillful.
He's incredible to see in person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm blessed to call him son, you know. He's the best business partner Dad could ever have.
There you go.
So, Bub, we're at the top of the hour. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. Visit us online for over 20,000 new parts. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Can't forget Extreme Dimensions, man. Extreme Dimensions are Carbon Creations, Duraflex, and composites done
Bubba style.
And our very, very good friend, Orange County Choppers. New episode is Monday night, Bub. We're going to see what Senior and crew are up to out there. Senior was talking to us last night. He's out of control. He's worse than I am, Bub.
I don't know about that
Yeah, how about that, right?
He's actually slowed down quite a bit and calmed down. You, on the other hand, it's like you've gone more 100.
Orange County Choppers are, Bub.
Choppers done, Bubba style.
Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Put shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in the bottom of them. And if somebody's standing at the corner with a sign that says, we'll work for food, take them across the street to Citgo, 7-Eleven. Buy them a power bar and a protein drink. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Until Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, live right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. Have a great weekend.